Hi, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Insight Hour. Welcome. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy lives and joining us on BBS Radio Network. Again, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the first of a series of programs. Every Saturday at this time, we'll be joining you live, and your call-in is welcome. Your questions and concerns regarding the issues that we face today, everything from the frights of the avian flu to the weather changes to the unbelievable, politically deadly issues that we're being faced with today, from the wars on terrorism and bioterroristics to the issues at hand with regard to what are we going to do when the water runs out, when the air and the oxygen levels and the global warming proceeds to decimate the polar ice caps, and we end up having continued superstorms, along with the issues of weather manipulation by Project HARP and ICECAT and the other government-regulated technologies. What are we going to do when we simply don't have enough food to go around, or when the gasoline shortages put many of our truckers out of business and the economy at a halt, when ultimately then you and your grocery stores don't get the food that you need to supply the people? What are you going to do when all these things happen? And that's the issues that I'd like to discuss on the Insight Hour every week. Now, this is the second broadcast. We now have expanded from Wednesdays, and it's 5 o'clock West Coast time, 8 o'clock East Coast time on the internet and on a toll-free conference call that you can access by going to www.healthyworlddistributing.com. That's our co-sponsor, one of our co-sponsors for this broadcast. And I want to thank and acknowledge Don, the engineer and director for BBS, that's Blog In Service Radio, and this station, bbsradio.com, with its affiliates in AM and FM stations across the United States, and those listening outside the United States, welcome also. I want to acknowledge Don and BBS Radio for also hosting the Insight Hour every Saturday. So that means twice a week, we're going to be coming to you live in order to express what our concerns are with regard to the current and coming plagues and the political and socioeconomic issues associated with what we call genocide. And the term you'll hear me often use on this program, I'm going to define it for you right here, right now. I'll probably reiterate it later. It's simply defined in Webster's Dictionary as the mass killing or enslaving of people, populations for economics, politics, and or ideology. And we've got all three operating today in the globalist agenda. We have economics. We have people making vast fortunes off of humanity's suffering in the standard Machiavellian fare, like this avian flu fright that's currently striking people all over the world, a manipulation, a coercion, an enslavement. And ultimately, we're being frightened, the masses are being frightened into taking vaccinations. Now, get this, the Bush administration last Monday ordered 7.1 billion, that's not million, that each billion is 1,000 million. This is $7 billion for a vaccine for the avian flu when they don't even have the avian flu human-to-human transmission yet. That means they don't have the virus yet. That means that they are completely operating a political agenda that is pseudoscientific. Now, just think about it. Let's even suppose that they had today the avian flu strain that would jump later to cause the pandemic from human to human, that if they had it, they would have to continue to culture it, and they would have to add it to the various culture medium ultimately to produce the vaccine. And by the time they got the vaccine out, it would have mutated in the population as it jumps from one person to the next. So the specificity that's required for vaccines to be effective could not possibly be there. So it is a royal scam. It is not simply a minor scam. It is a deadly global scam. It is a fright and to conduct genocide. That is, it will kill people. In fact, it is far more likely that the avian flu vaccine will induce the pandemic of avian flu. Why? Because you see, right now it's not jumping too readily from birds to humans. But as soon as they take that bird virus and they begin to culture it in human white blood cells in some labs as they do, or human fetal tissue cells in culture as they do, or human stem cell cultures that they are preparing to do, well, you see, what happens then is that they modify it. They modify the virus, the bird virus, in a laboratory to infect humans. And as soon as then that attenuated virus or portions of that protein code of that virus are injected via vaccine into human beings, guess what you now have? You have all the makings for a human avian flu. That means that if you get the normal flu and you happen to have been vaccinated, the recombinants of the vaccine and the normal flu going around produces an avian flu-like flu. So that the reality is that it's standard Machiavellian fare. If you ever study Machiavellian ideology and politics and political agendas and economics of it, you realize that it's the standard create the problem, create the solution. Or what my colleague David Icke talks about as problem, reaction, solution. It's standard Machiavellian theory in practice. And that is what they're doing with this avian flu fight. Those who control the mainstream media, and we're really talking about CIA and overseeing CIA, you've got British MI6. This is a globalist agenda operating out of the Anglo-American, specifically the royalty of Europe, aligned with the banksters of Europe, the Rothschild family that gave rise to the Rockefeller Empire through funding by J.P. Morgan from the old European money. Don't forget, the Rothschilds are the money managers for the royalty for millennia. So ultimately, you've got people here who have been operating, or at least centuries. But in essence, this is old, old, old money held by secret societies that have been operating for millennia, and that their global governance, what is today called globalization or globalism or the New World Order, what is really neo-colonialism or colonialism of old being now manufactured in the new, here you have the bankers of Europe who have been operating as money managers for the royalty of England and Germany, all one family, have been literally behind the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. If you don't believe me, just think about who owns Project HARP, electromagnetic frequency, the ionospheric heater. Imagine heating the atmosphere in an era of global warming. That's what Project HARP does, according to the government's own website on HAARP, the High Altitude Auroral Research Project. Now, what that has the capacity of doing has been what Battelle Memorial Institute has published a whole series, a virtual encyclopedia on weather change, weather changing. This new legislation before the Congress is not the first time, because of Katrina's superstorm hurricane, is not the first time that our government has enjoyed research and development in the field of weather control. And the legislation is simply, again, Machiavellian fare, where they've created the problem of superstorms, and now they've created the legislation to affect the laws and the population manipulation, the behavior change, and the psychosocial cultural change in which the globalists can literally affect not only the weather, but the decimation of the populations. That's what this is really about. It's population control and global control, and when you really study it and push comes to shove, you're talking about spiritual warfare from the highest levels. Spiritual warfare is energy warfare, and that's precisely what Project HARP and ISCAT does. Electromagnetic frequencies directed off the top level of the atmosphere called the ionosphere, and then heating up certain areas in the environment, such as the South Pacific. You change by a couple degrees the ocean temperature in the South Pacific, and now you've got what's called El Nino. So that changes, that directs the jet stream over America, the wind over America, and the storms and the superstorms and the tornadoes and the hurricanes, and the weather changes in terms of the rains that, for example, New England has not seen the likes of in probably centuries. Here you have the end result. And again, when you think about this program and you begin to contemplate all the issues we raise here, you can't help but acknowledge the world's leading prophets from both the Hebrew traditions as well as the Christian prophets and the native prophets, the Hawaiian prophets, the native North American prophets, even the Asian prophets have now declared, and the Muslim prophets have all declared that these are the end times or the beginning times. You see, there's going to be a new beginning in 7.5 years. About the year 2012 is when the Mayan calendar ends. Just happens to, oh so coincidentally, coincide with what the Judeo-Christian prophets and the native prophets all over the world are declaring, that we have entered into the time of the great weather changes, the cosmic signs and wonders, the great plagues, that this avian flu is simply a superficial scratch on the surface of all the hideous vaccine-induced plagues affecting humanity today on behalf of the pharmaceutical industrialists, a form of slavery in which humanity would not even know they are enslaved, simply consistent with the report from Iron Mountain, the think tank that put together the Anglo-American agenda for the New World Order in substituting for standard militarization, because economies have always been based on military expenditures, and now transitioning into the new world of globalization, where you have multinational corporate fascism. This now is the economic substitute, a form of slavery in which humanity would not even know they were enslaved, to drugs, to pharmaceuticals, to the toxic side effects. Notice how over the past 2 decades I have seen it. Started about 3 or 4 decades ago, really in the late 70s, I began to witness what was going on from a book called Doing Better and Feeling Worse, Healthcare in the United States. Supposedly the superpower of all the world couldn't get their infant mortality rates up from the very bottom of the world's countries. Hideous. What a black eye for American public health. The bottom line, though, is that there's a financial agenda. The more people that are sick of cancer, autoimmune diseases, the vaccine-induced injuries like fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS through Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré, Stephen Johnson syndrome, Bell's palsy. I could go on. This is the short list. We haven't even mentioned the childhood injuries, the autistic spectrum disorder. What kind of a world are we living in, where we allow these pharmaceutical industrials to intoxicate our children so that now you have 1,000% at least increase in neurological damage in our nation's youth, brain damage, special needs now. The schools are being overrun, overburdened by all these children who are bouncing off the walls with hyperactivity disorder to the full spectrum, where they're completely unable to connect verbally and even with eye contact. They're living in their own world. Yeah, maybe they're happy as individuals, but the bottom line is they can no longer be socially productive. They become a burden to the families. This is, sure, there's some love, there's a great amount of joy and issues of spiritual development in having to care for a developmentally disturbed or challenged child, but you know what? I guarantee you that 99.9% of those parents who have been victimized like this by the vaccinations would totally enjoy the freedom of having their children be not simply normal in this age, but be super normal. That's part of what the agenda is. If you've really studied the genetic changes that's taking place associated with the spiritual renaissance on this planet, you begin to realize why the global industrialists, who do not want enlightened humanity, they want incarcerated humanity, intoxicated humanity, enslaved humanity. They don't want to have people enjoy their full divinely given freedom. They want you to be addicted to popping magic pills to cure every ill instead of having your sovereignty and your holy spiritual flow creating the health, happiness, and success. Because then you're not going to be dependent on the state, not being able to be controlled by the state, which ultimately is being controlled by the global industrialists. And as I said, the German banksters, the royalty of Europe, through their secret societies and their agencies like MI6, British Secret Service, overseeing CIA and FBI, and ultimately the foreign policies of the United States of America, and the vaccination policies being directed via Rockefeller-directed, likewise Rockefeller-directed World Health Organization. Don't forget who built the United Nations was the Rockefeller family, who established a medical monopoly in the United States, the Rockefeller family, who took over control of the cancer industry in the 1920s, the Rockefeller family, who took over the American Medical Association, American Public Health, the Rockefeller family, enjoying the grossest wealth that people can't even imagine. I have to laugh when I see Bill Gates being added to among the America's wealthiest at the top with Walton. I tell you, you never see a Rockefeller in the top 10. How come? Because they're smart. They know how to manage their money. They know how to cover it through their organizations and their entities that they've set up and established to hide their wealth and power. That's the name of the game for the global elite. So the Inside Hour is about all these things. And I'm sure that you have many questions. Some of the most relevant questions are, what can you do? What can we all do? And this is a venue for our family, that is our human family, our extended family, to become a community of enlivened, enlightened human beings who can not only see the truth, and the truth shall set us free because we see it and know it and use it and prepare with it, but also to share that truth in human service, to try to protect our loved ones, our family and friends of these devastating risks. And then beyond that, to actually thrive in the new world order, to bring in, ring in, sing in, literally with a new song, the 1,000 years of world peace that the Bible talks about in Revelation 14:1. A new song. The nub we have, the frequencies already we have, the words of the music we have. And for those of you listening, we're actually sojourning to the Holy Land later in March to check out a possible venue for the Beginning Times concert for the 144,000, whereby instantaneously and miraculously, if you've read the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, you know about which I speak. Miraculously, once those 144,000 humble servants of the Creator begin to sing, all of this lunacy, this Babylonian hypocrisy will end. It will be terminated. Why? Because that's by the grace of the Creator, the power of the Creator. You think, seriously, that the way that we are behaving as a human species is consistent with the laws of nature and our Creator? Give me a break if you really think that way. In fact, turn off the radio. You're listening to the wrong show. You should probably be listening to Howdy Doody. Turn to a song. Go watch Captain Kangaroo if you're old enough to remember that show. The bottom line is that this is not the way the Creator laid it out. Babylon is deadly. It's sick. And it's time to come out of her, my people, lest she be infected with her plagues. And that's never more true than today with this avian flu fright. Let me take a couple minutes and share with you what I shared and have put out on the internet now. In fact, you can download for free a full 45-minute, 50-minute lecture that I gave a couple weeks ago in San Francisco at the UFO Bay Congress and Expo outside of San Francisco, and it was on the avian flu. It was an urgent request. I changed my lecture topic to accommodate all of the requests that we had for me to comment on this avian flu fright, this whole scam. And so on the internet right now, and you can get it from www.bloginservice.com. That's the bbsradio.com program that you're listening to now, the network that's hosting this program. Or you can get it by simply going to our website, healthyworlddistributing.com, or let me say healingcelebrations.com, and look for the avian flu fright and the special recording. It's a free download. And I would highly encourage you to download the full MP3 file and send it around to all your friends and family and people who you feel like you want to bless with the truth. about this avian flu fright. And that's one thing that I would highly recommend. But let me share with you a couple things that were stated on that particularly 45-minute presentation. It comes right out of Time magazine, October 17th, with a cover picture of a long-term acquaintance of mine, Dr. Andrew Wiles, on the front cover. The issue is called Living Better Longer, and I read the Andrew Wiles article, and I can see how heavily it was edited by the global elite editors working for Time, basically all the mainstream media. That's Time, Newsweek, LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post are the premier mouthpieces of the global industrialists through the CIA. That's how come always the news is always the same, no matter what network you turn on. It's basically an agenda. It's not the news. So, but anyway, this article goes on to share what Dr. Michael Osterholm, who I know personally, for those who don't know, I have a master's in public health from Harvard. I've been engaged in public health for now 3 decades. Dr. Michael Osterholm, I have run into in the past in a number of ways. This man, director currently of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, was previously a premier advocate for the deadly anthrax vaccine that used to be a University of Minnesota manufacturing organization and experimentally. But you know what they did? They ran the same scam they always run in the universities, whereby they think they got something finally and make a major discovery on taxpayer money. The university professors, guess what happens? They have it privatized. They pull it out of the public coffers and they stick it into the private coffers so that they can form these corporations that make mega millions. And that's what this Michael Osterholm, in essence, is a prostitute. He's a biased paid prostitute. His Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota is simply a political puppet for the global industrialists, such as those that created the anthrax vaccine through Bioport LLC, a subsidiary of not only the Carlyle Group, which if you saw Michael Moore's film, whereby he talks about Hal Burton and the Carlyle Group being linked to the Bush family, the Bush administration, and how they're making vast fortunes off of the Iraqi war, and how this whole bioterrorism and terrorist war on terrorism is a gross economic blessing for these global industrialists. Anyway, Michael Osterholm says this, quote, "We need to scare people into their wits, not out of them," end quote. That's pertaining to the avian flu fright. And the concept, I can tell you this, my Harvard degree is in behavioral science. I'm an expert, having published numerous articles in the scientific literature, peer review, with regard to phobias and fear and the devastating behavioral and psychosocial impact that fear and phobias create. And I can tell you that between 5 to 7% of the United States public prior to any of this political agenda were frightened already by issues that they couldn't control, and that it had a devastating effect on these people. So much so, psychotropic drugs, of course, were the principal premier therapy. Who makes the money there? The same global industrialists that are paying off Michael Osterholm to be the mouthpiece for devil doing. So the concept of scaring people into their wits is hideously evil. The article goes on to say all influenza viruses, if you trace their lineage back far enough, got their start in birds. And if you study, now this is an end quote, if you study what I published in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, I reprinted the United States government contracts therein, under which numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered by the Army's 6th top biological weapons contracting lab called Litton Bionetics. That's a subsidiary, the medical subsidiary of the mega military weapons contracting firm called Litton Industries. They produced numerous AIDS-like, Ebola-like, and other viruses, including avian flu viruses that they mutated, hybridized, did all sorts of things in culture to develop allegedly vaccines, but to produce a vaccine for the avian flu, you first have to produce the virus, don't you? Oh, yes, you do. And then you have to inject it into not only birds, you have to inject it into some primates, and you start with chimpanzees and rhesus monkeys, which they did, and we published that. We published their contracts, and not only subhuman primates are experimental subjects, which about human primates, blacks in Africa, prisoners in Huntsville, Texas, the mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York under U.S. Army contract, for instance, received the hepatitis B vaccine prepared by the Centers for Disease Control, the Food and Drug Administration, the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases, and the world's leading vaccine maker, the Merck Pharmaceutical Company. Merck, by the way, received the lion's share of the Nazi war chest at the end of World War II. This was the company that gave to the world HIV/AIDS via the hepatitis B vaccines given to gay men in New York City, blacks in Central Africa, and Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York between 1973 and 74. And the vaccine was prepared in contaminated chimpanzees. So if the scientific community wishes to find out how come the simian immunodeficiency virus from the chimp is 62% identical to the human AIDS virus, they can look no further but to the Merck Pharmaceutical CDC FDA on NIAID experimental hepatitis B vaccines given in those populations that were the first populations in the world to have AIDS. This Time article goes on to say that the great majority, as I said, of the flu, the avian flu viruses, got their start in influenza viruses, start in birds. You know, they did, and they show you, we show you in the book, Emerging Viruses, they took influenza viruses. Now think about this for a second, folks. This should give you a complete indication of the lunacy, the satanic sorcery of these global industrialists. They took flu virus, influenza virus, recombined it with leukemia virus to cause, to create an airborne cancer. That's right. Simply look at the documents. Look at the U.S. government National Cancer Institute published documents that we've reprinted in the national best-selling book called Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola. Nature, accident, or intentional, and it's certainly not nature. It's not natural. It's not simply an accident when you really consider all the political incentives and the economic incentives to enslave humanity with pharmaceuticals and plagues like HIV/AIDS. It's not simply an accident. It's a ideological imposition. It's like the recently deceased World Health Organization, AIDS czar, Dr. Jonathan Mann, stated as he left in disgust his World Health Organization post, saying that far more than a medical disease, HIV/AIDS is a social political imposition. That's right. It is imposed on humanity by these global industrialists that direct these labs to take viruses and mutate, hybridize, recombine them, and then when it's appropriate for the politics and the particular climate economically, they release these. They release them. Now you know where it has come, this new flu-like illness that has all the physicians stumped. We never had this decades ago. We never had it 10 years ago. Suddenly about 3 years ago, people started hacking and coughing for weeks, if not months. Read Dr. Lowell from the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology's patent, U.S. government patent on the mycoplasma agent that was given to first Gulf War troops. Actually, it was given first to the Huntsville prison population under studies directed by Baylor College of Medicine with George H.W. Bush on the board of directors of that college. And the medical school conducted, along with Tanox Biomedical Systems of Houston, Texas, that created the mycoplasma beast that causes the symptoms of AIDS and all these symptoms of flu-like disease with hacking and coughing for weeks, if not months, that multiple antibiotics cannot effectively control. This is where we have the origin of this particular plague today. People, at least 50%, that's very conservative, more reputable experts, that it is more likely plasma today is causing a low level, if not moderate level, of immune suppression in the vast majority of the United States population. And it's not simply in the United States. If you're listening from overseas and in Canada, if you live in a country where they've been vaccinated, you have better get the reality check that the reason people are hacking and coughing and immune suppressed and suffering from chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and all these other illnesses is because of the vaccines. And so the number one genocidal weapon, the sacred cow of public health, vaccination, is intoxication and hypersensitization. It is not immunization. Time magazine goes on to say that what makes this particular avian flu so deadly, it says that it strikes deep within the patient's lungs, making it hard to spread to someone else, but usually lethal. So in other words, it's particularly virulent. They tell you right here in Time magazine that it's not easy. If you were to get infected with the avian flu, it wouldn't be very easy for you to transmit it to other humans. So then what is all this business about? What is all this fright about if it's not going to be a huge, easily transmitted virus? You see, it's a complete scam. Now, here, let me tell you a little bit about also part of the economic picture that the mainstream media is not reporting that we reported to you in the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. That in 1999, we published that book, which relayed what I talked about a little bit earlier, the music, the sounds, the frequencies of divinity that will be sung by the 144,000 in the end times. This is a completely different subject, but in that book, I heavily shared with you the class action lawsuit documentation about this mycoplasma agent. And also in the discussion section of this book, with regard to the infectious diseases, the biological apocalypse, who's behind it, I talked already about the avian flu, the H1N5 specific strain that the media is saying is such a lethal weapon today. Well, the fact is that this was not the first time in this past year that the avian flu fright was perpetrated against America. In fact, it was 1997. Where you received, if you were paying attention to mainstream propaganda, that a avian flu virus had jumped from birds to kill an elderly woman in Asia. And they reported to us in America via the headline news, and all the newspapers carried it, that we might end up having to kill our own pets, our dogs and our cats, if this strain of flu came here to the United States. Now, what you were not reading was what I was witnessing, because I had been observing the Tyson Corporation and their efforts for global monopolization of the poultry industry and the effect that espionage, that is, the propaganda, whereby allegedly this was a horrible fright necessitating the mass slaughter of chickens, poultry, the entire small family farm industry in Asia. They had to kill all of their birds. To whose benefit? Not public health. That's the scam, the ruse. It was for the Tyson Corporation. Now, what power does the Tyson Corporation hold? Well, you would not have had President Bill Clinton were it not for Don Tyson. He was the wealthiest benefactor to Governor Clinton of Arkansas. In fact, he was so heavily favored by President Clinton that there is approximately to this very day 500 miles of waterways in Arkansas alone that is so polluted with chicken waste, because when the environmental movement had furthered the cleanup throughout the United States and various other packing industries such as beef, such as swine packing, and cleaning up the environment from those wastes. Well, guess what? Scot-free was Tyson from the demands and the Environmental Protection Agency orders, so that the pollution by the chickens and the chicken waste from Tyson Corporation in Alaska, in Arkansas, has continued. Now, that's the power of Don Tyson and the Tyson Corporation, total globalist corporation. And now, with this avian flu fright, additionally, if you've noticed, all the small family farmers, all of the birds, as well as the chickens in the urban areas of Asia are being slaughtered to whose benefit? The Tyson Corporation. Remember also, Hillary Rodham Clinton, your next likely president of the United States, they're pushing that number pretty heavily. You remember she got an overnight futures tip, a swine futures tip, I think it was a beef futures tip, where overnight she received $100,000. That was a good investment she made. She had inside information. It was relayed via Don Espey, agricultural secretary from Tyson Foods, Tyson Corporation. So this is the game that the global elite, the oligarchy, play, that we're going to be covering from week to week, every Wednesday and Saturday on the Inside Hour. And you are welcome to join us. We'll also cover, and I'll share my expertise in whatever way that I can help you, my brother, my sister out there, you and your children, survive, if not even thrive. We're talking about potentially thriving, because the truth shall set you free. And the greatest truths we feel that we have on the Inside Hour that can set you the freest. So every Wednesday, at the same time, Wednesdays and Saturdays, at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock East Coast time, we'll be coming to you live via two websites. Either on Wednesdays, we're going to be coming to you. And by the way, they will be played and replayed on bloginservice.com, available for free downloads. The archive files will be there for you and your family and friends to enjoy and learn by. And at the www.bbsradio.com, whereby you're hearing this broadcast now, we'll also carry our Wednesday programming, and we will do our best also to link directly into bloginservice.com to have our Wednesday shows archived there as well. So if you want to get enjoy this particular company, get engaged in conversation, and have me answer some of your questions if I'm able to, I'm going to open up the phone lines in about 2 minutes here. It's almost 20 to the hour, and we'll have 20 minutes to answer your questions. I typically will start and do a 20-minute monologue, commentary on the day's news, and that I'll do that on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and then we'll open up to your questions. Also, this is over the Internet on two websites. Our Wednesday chat room is available through healthyworlddistributing.com, healthyworlddistributing.com, and there's a toll-free number there. That organization is who supports a lot of my work, and they carry almost all of my products, and they carry all of the books that I've talked about so far in this program, the Emerging Viruses book, the Healing Codes book. If you want an absolute slam dunk review of what's going on in the world today in terms of the toxicology and the political toxicity, read the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. All of these books are available by calling a toll-free number. That number is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Ask for the 5-book package special so that you can start your Horowitz library of all the truth that shall set you free in the area of bioterrorism and the toxic warfare that's hitting us and our children today. And then if you want the solutions, one of those 5 books is a book called Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. Get that book for the 5 simple steps that you and your loved ones can take to prepare your temples, your bodies, to defend itself against the current and coming plagues. Here are the 5 steps. Detox, deacidification, boosting natural immunity or normalizing it if it's already in hyperdrive and hypersensitivity from the vaccinations. You want to normalize it then. Step 4 then is oxygenation, and step 5 is bioenergetic or bioelectric, everything from right frequencies and machines like the Miracle 6 that's on that website I just shared, to the hands-on healing and prayer that we all need to step up right now to acknowledge our own divinity within inside our own Holy Spirit-filled temple, to direct that love, that healing frequency, that energy into another human being to bless them with recovery and health. So let me open up the phone lines to you and your questions. You can get on to the Inside Hour right now by calling Blog In Service Radio or bbsradio.com. Here's the call-in, listener call-in line. It's 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. And if you're international, if you're calling from Europe or anywhere else outside the United States, 50 states, you can call 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. That's for international callers. So, Don, if you're available, Don, by the way, folks, I want to acknowledge and thank Don for this opportunity for putting together bloginservice.com. And Don's our engineer. This is our first program. This Saturday here is our first Blog In Service broadcast of the Inside Hour, and we will be doing it every Saturday, as I said. And Don has told me that we're going to have one improvement after another over the next weeks and months to make this program really special, as best as we can make it for you. So you can call in at 888-268-4313. And if you have also any information to relay via the internet, I believe that you can also send in via your internet link to bloginservice.com or bbsradio.com your queries. So I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Inside Hour, the opportunity to ask your questions and have me share my knowledge with you is here. Please to call 888-268-4313. And if you're interested again in any of the books, Emerging Viruses, Death in the Air, Healing Codes, Healing Celebrations, and my latest book is called DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. It's an awesome review of what is DNA really, but a spiritual receiver and transmitter of our Creator's love. Frequency vibrations, Holy Spirit-filled temple is totally contingent upon this mathematically perfect genetic sequence, and that reflects the universal life wave, the grand life wave, or the standing gravitational wave that we'll talk about in subsequent programs, and that I'm simply reviewing. I'm actually giving you a preview of my next book called Walk on Water, which is due out sometime early in the new year, and talks about this whole spiritual renaissance that's taking place and the impact that DNA is having on this, and in fact the changing of our genetic structures right now, electromechanically, bioacoustically, really is part of the picture of the global genocide. You see, our children, if you've been paying attention, you know there's some awesome changes taking place in our children. Spiritually, they're being uplifted. They're brilliant in many, many ways. And these new genetic expressions in our children are being suppressed by the vaccinations. And that's what this mercury toxicity issue, this neurological impairment, it's not simply a accident or a mistake or an oversight that the increase in mercury and the increased numbers and the accumulation of the mercury from the vaccinations given to children is not simply a mistake. You see, I was in Congress a couple years ago testifying briefly and was there along with a couple hundred.
Dr. Horowitz?
Yes, we have Don. Don, hi.
Hi, we have a caller online. Shall I put him through?
Sure, please go ahead.
You got it. He is online with you. I do not know why he's not speaking.
Yes, hello.
I hear somebody very faintly in the background.
Okay, that is Dr. Horowitz speaking in the background because I'm listening to it on the internet also.
Ah, I got you. All right.
Okay, now we're out of sync, so I'll turn that down so I can talk directly with you.
All right. Welcome, Don. I want to thank you so much for the benefit of humanity. What you're doing is awesome, and I want to encourage everybody to go to bbsradio.com. Share this site with everybody. There's fabulous information that you can get from BBS Radio. You've got Dr. Fred Bell. Please tune in to Fred Bell's wonderful work. He's doing outstanding work, and he's enlightened me on several subjects with regard to the esoterics of physiology and anatomy, and basically humanity is just an amazing spiritual entity. And I think at the forefront is another talk show host on this network, Dr. Fred Bell. So, Don, thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. But you do have a caller online with you, I think, that wants to speak with you. You might have been thinking you were speaking to me, but he's online with you now.
All right, let me hear you.
Hello, my name is Ed.
Hi, Ed.
I'm calling in from Texas, and my question is, periodically you address the economic issues, and I was wondering if you were going to be able to cover that on some of these Saturday evening chats.
Okay, tell me what you would like to discuss specifically, Ed. Thanks for your call and question.
Well, here, as we get, as what I call closer to the end times, you see things tightening, the noose, as I call it, tightening up a little bit all the time on the economic issues. And how does one divorce themselves from that economic system?
All right. I don't know, Ed, were you, by any chance, did you attend the Insight Hour on Wednesday?
No, I missed that one. I'm sorry.
Okay. You might want to go back in the archive and grab that one, because we specifically spent most of the time discussing this. So let me review it for you and the listeners. It's a very vitally important question. In fact, if you look at, you know, as a health scientist and a behavioral scientist, I can tell you that stress and economic stress plays a major role in our health, you know, in the way we think, the way we feel, and ultimately what you're saying is so true. You know, I call it a little bit different. I look upon it as though we're boiling a frog. You're slowly turning up the heat so he doesn't jump out of the pot. And as the, you know, global fist of fascism tightens around our necks, we're basically feeling the stress economically and in many other ways. So what I shared was, number one, I would highly encourage everyone to connect to a sister of ours, do a search on Google. I'm sorry, I don't have the web address or her address here, but I'm going to give you her name. She is, I believe, the premier authority in the area that you're discussing right now, is what to do. In essence, her name is Catherine Austin Fitz. Catherine Austin Fitz. She retired from the Bush administration as a high-level banking official. That is the current White House administration. She couldn't stand it anymore. Her story was that she saw what she called the global tapeworm. That is what I've been calling the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, the global industrialists, as totally deadly and devastating to humanity. She saw it, and she left, and she's now mounting a personal crusade that I am in support of, whereby she's telling everyone, you've got to decentralize power. You've got to take the power, which is the economics, the money might, from under and out from the banks, the main banks of the world, and decentralize to your local family community and local banking institutions. She's urging everyone as soon as possible to pull their monies out of the main banks, like Bank America, Bank North, all these companies that are largely directed by the global cartel, you know, ultimately linked to Rothschild and Rockefeller. You've got to pull it out and find a group of people where you can politically develop the economic might to walk into your local private bank and say, hey, guys, you want to work with us? We're going to have this organization, and that, you know, we'll be happy to bless you if you're willing to bless us. That's now part of the decentralization strategy that she's talking about. The other thing is, Ed, that you've got to, just like I am right now speaking to you from Hawaii, where the Creator has blessed us with 29 acres of some of the most magnificent holy land in the Hawaiian Islands, probably one of the premier holy lands of all the earth. We are right near where the new land is being created in Hawaii. And what we're doing here, number one, besides creating a venue for the science of creationism, that is to share how the Creator works through sound and color and light and water to uplift all the species, we're here to develop a family, a community that is self-sufficient, sovereign, that has pulled out of Babylon, that relies on each other lovingly in terms of our resources and our contributions to each other. You have got to now, in this time of urgency, pull your resources, economic and otherwise, together with family and friends, and try to establish, or not just try, absolutely, you're compelled now to establish. If you want to create something for your children and your children's children to enjoy, you've got to come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues, and start your own community. And pull your resources together. If you're living in an area where, for example, in northern Idaho, where we moved from, there you can grow food. And I'm actually in touch with a woman from Alaska who has successfully grown food in greenhouses using hydroponics. There's today technical opportunities, abilities to sustain yourselves through a permaculture and an environmentally friendly type of way. And there are experts and there's knowledge out there, resources out there, and the more people that you can attract who have the same ideology, political as you and I, the same hearts in love and in service that you and I have, those people would be primary possibilities for joining your own community, which is really an extended family.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Doctor.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling, Ed.
Dr. Horowitz, this is Don again, back online. I just want to let you know, and all the listeners out there, that first of all, we have a bunch of new equipment here, and some of the pieces and parts are not available, so of course I'm having to break in through the back end of the system, so it sounds a little odd. That shall be taken care of by next week. I also wanted to say, Dr. Horowitz, of course that's another call-in. Your program is something that I am very happy to be presented with. I just can't thank you enough for being a part of this and doing the Inside Hour here with BloggingService.com and BBS Radio, because what you say is so important, and I want that message to get out to every single human being it can possibly touch.
Well, thank you so much. You know, honestly, folks, I want you to know that you need to really contact all your friends and family and support Don, support BloggingService.com and BBSRadio.com, because as you've heard Don, he is an awesome humanitarian. He's doing this because we have all, many of us, and most of us, in fact, probably those listening, have realized that the time is urgent. We can no longer continue in the status quo. We can't. Our children's lives were literally being decimated. You know, I had a caller this morning from Toronto. She's decided that she's going to be moving here to Hawaii to join our community. Why? Because she says she can't believe how sick she is and how sick her son is. They're spraying the chemtrails and all the other mosquitoes, pesticides, spraying with the malathion. The whole society is sick, she says, and she is leaving it. And so this is, I want you to acknowledge Don for literally putting his life on the line. He stopped doing what he was doing before simply to advance this humanitarian gesture and bringing a venue, a forum for you and I to enjoy at least some knowledge that is potentially life-saving. So thank you, Don. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank
brother.
You.
I love you very much.
You know, I don't know what to say. I'm honored. I am completely honored. We do have another caller if you want to take one more caller.
Sure. We've got about 5 minutes left. Let's do it.
You got it. I'll put him through.
Len.
Yes, you're on the air.
Len, this is Brother R.A. How are you?
Good, Brother R.A. Thanks for joining us, brother.
Yeah. I'm so glad you're doing so well. Now, last time you were here in Boston, you discussed hexagonal water or crystallized water. And I just got some information about Dr. Emoto's hexagonal water. I do believe you distribute that type of water too. Is there a distinction? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure, brother. All right. Thanks. Please send my love to everybody there in the community that you're in there in Boston.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, all my other brothers and sisters there. Yes, here's the great news. When I was initially working with Dr. Lee Lorenzen, who is the water science mentor to Dr. Emoto, mm-hmm. I was selling what was called clustered water on behalf of Dr. Lorenzen. It was the first structured water that was ever created in the United States and distributed that was basically use a concentrate of 4 ounces to make 4 gallons, which was a month's supply for your average person. Well, the great news came along when Dr. Emoto showed that you can literally change the structure of water with your own Holy Spirit power of divine love. And so he showed that over and over again, and that what we did then, and here's what a website I'm going to recommend to you, Brother R.A., and everyone else who's interested in having the best water that you can have, is go to a website, www.3epower.com. U.S. The number 3, that is, number 3, small e, power, all one word, dot U.S. The 3E stands for Evolutionary Energy Enhancer. It relates to the fact that we're having a spiritual renaissance. Our Creator is not going to let us down in these end times. We're going to start a new beginning. And so what the sound frequencies of the universe happen to be, the precise frequencies that we're going to be singing when we sing the new song at Revelation 14:1, and that's why we're having a sojourn to the Holy Land in March. Anybody that's interested, you know, well, I'm going to give out numbers over this programming over the next couple of weeks and certainly a couple of months to tell you how you can join us in our venture to the Holy Land to determine whether or not we have the venue for the 144,000. There's been a contribution made by somebody there to maybe have it be an awesome blessing. So the we'll talk about that in the future. But in terms of the water, the 3 E's contain the perfect circle of sound, the perfect tones of the original musical scale that are also the tones that the Creator created the entire universe with. Those tones are 396-417-528-639-741-852-963 and 174-285. And that's the perfect circle of the 9 frequencies. And if you look at the 3E, they're little patches, they are little stickers and Klingons that you put onto water containers and water vessels, like your own body, like on acupuncture points. And the purpose is to bless the water with the Holy Spirit flow of the divine creative tones. In other words, we acknowledge the fact, number one, that the Creator created through the spoken word on water. Read Genesis. We acknowledge the fact that you're a holy child of the Creator, that we're being called upon right now to bring about a transformation and a healing on this planet. And how we have to do that is following the same way that the Creator creates. We're going to recreate this entire planet by putting the frequencies of sound of love on the uplifting word onto water. And so go to 3epower.us. You don't have to spend money anymore. We can simply get a Holy Harmony CD, which is Jonathan Goldman's, get it from healthyworlddistributing.com, play those tones to the water, put on the 3E sticker on top of the water container or the Klingon on the glass, put your hands on it, pray from your heart, bless that water for uplifting and structuring, and that, brother, is how you create clustered water today.
Wow, that's fascinating. I have gone to the website. Thank you so much for the information. So I can call this 1-800 number or email them and I can get my CD that way?
Yeah, here you go. Here's the number, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Ask for 2 things. It'll cost you about $30 for both. The Holy Harmony CD by Jonathan Goldman and the 3E Energy Enhancer. as a blessing from our Creator.
Thank you so much, Len. Keep up the good work.
I love you, brother. I can't wait to see you. I'm coming to Boston on the East Coast probably in April. Let me know if we can do something.
That'll be great. Talk to you then.
Thanks, R.A. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right, Don, I think we've come to the end of the hour. It's been an absolute awesome opportunity and a privilege to be your host this hour, Don, and anybody listening. This is the BBSRadio.com broadcast, and we're so thankful to Don for putting this whole programming together. Look forward to speaking with you again on Wednesday. Next Wednesday, the next Insight Hour, you can go to www.healthyworlddistributing.com to gain access to the chat room. There's also a toll-free number. Unlike this particular broadcast, on Wednesdays we have a telephone conference call-in line so that you can get on there and listen on your telephone or over the internet. And then again, every Saturday, join us right here on bbsradio.com. For now, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz telling you I love you, brothers and sisters. You are my family. We are family together. And together, we are very, very strong. We will make it. I love you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandsite.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.